המשפוטים אשר תוסים לפני. So last week we read the parsha of Kabbalah Satayra. And the end of Parshas Mishpotim is again Kabbalah Satayra. And the middle is Eila Mishpotim Asher Tosim Lifneya. And the middle is the parsha of Cheshen Mishpot of Dine Amomen. Cheshen Mishpot, Dine Amomen are in the middle. So the Welt stells, I would think after Matan Teire, the most appropriate mitzvah that will come would be Arayas. Yom Kippur, what we read? Arayas. Chavodik Azach. Chavodik Azach. Eile HaMishpotim. Din Amomenes. You find a shekel, you took a pen, you borrow a pen, you give back a pen. The Torah wants to teach us the Choymer of Cheshen Mishpot. The Choymer of Din HaMomenes. A person has to know a Aleph Beis of Yiddes that he doesn't touch money that doesn't belong to him. And this is the Aleph Beis. Before every different thing, a person has to know, you don't touch money that doesn't belong to you. They say B'Shem Abisrol Salanter, that this is the reason when the kids start in Cheder to learn, you start with Eilu Metzias. It's Mamash Rekabola Sateir. The first learning that you start to learn is Eilu Metzias. And the kid knows when he finds money on the street, it's no Hefka. Maybe it belongs to someone, maybe you have to give it back. The Aleph Beis is what you teach a kid. It's Mamash Eilu HaMishpotim. Kseder HaTeire, this is the Seder and the Chadorim. I don't know in America, but I know in the ganze Welt, I know it's like that. In New America, how they were Mesader. I know it's Choshev HaBolivir, they bring the Mesader from Lita. But you start Eilu Metzius. You start Eilu Metzius. Everyone starts Eilu Metzius, not because it's easier. Because you have to teach the Cheshen Mishpot. Chidush Harim says, "Ve'ele haMishpotim." Rashi says, "Kol mokim shenemar ele posal asarishoynis." Ve'ele moisif al arishoynis. Ma arishoynim misinai af elu misinai. Ma arishoynim misinai af ele misinai. Chidush Harim says, "Ma rishoni misinai, afeila misinai. Why Cheshen Mishpot has to get as a temple? Snoch misinai, snoch misinai." Zog the Chidush Harim. The reason we have to have veila mishpotim, moisif aleila, to teach us that it's misinai. People think that the Cheshen Mishpot halachas, every nature, every umma, they have laws. The renter, damage, car accident, out of chokhman it. The damage is who has to pay, how much is a mortgage, how much is a loan, if it's delayed. Well, Hashem helped us, he gave us also. Sinish tazay. Ma rishoni misinai, Shabbos is misinai, Avedizore is misinai, Choshen Mishpot is misinai. Our Torah is bichlal not a nose of rules. Any country, they made rules. Amar Hashem, we have Hashem, took care of us. The dinim of the momentness is chayrek miteira. When we learn b'mekame, it's Torah HaKdoisha. It's not laws from 2,000 years ago. Lemoshel, zog b'chidush ha'arim. In the Goya Shekuk, if someone's kid breaks someone's window, it makes sense that the guy will pay. But if his chicken ate someone else's bread, what he could do? By us, if you kids go and burn down a city, the father is clean. Why didn't he let him? I don't want to yell like him. I let him to do what he wants. By then they'll take away the kid from you, yeah? Aren't they? Cotton shizik potu. Your chicken, chai. By us, the Cheshen Mishpot is indifferent. What is the nafkimina? I wanted to remember it for life. A lot of time people decide they don't have to ask a shayla. We have a fight with the baldira. they pass me, they're allowed to not pay him. Yes, pay him. They come to the house and I tell them a psak, you know, they look so upset, trying to look for a different rav, yeah? Why? It doesn't make sense to them. But the Yevamas, they know. But they chab shat and tzor as a chesed. If they don't have that, there's no way they will have this. It's the same thing. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's bottom. That's not the teira. This is our teira. About we have dinim tzaddikim choshen mishpat. About we have a mitzvah to understand. But you have to understand it's mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem ve'eile. Zog de chidusharim of moisif al harishonos. If a person will get used to it, it will not be hard for him to accept psalkim. One of the reasons of machlekes in Klal Yisrael, not because it's in Klal Yisrael, and chutzpah in Klal Yisrael is, people lose on Choshen Mishpat, the mam is sure that it's cruel. It looks so wrong for them. But all the Teire, they understand, as they state in the Teire. So b'melech Choshen Mishpat is the same thing. What a person will say, but listen, I know the guy is a liar. I mean, he's lying in between his teeth. I mean, he's lying to Dayan. You know, I understand the Dayan is a tzaddik. The Dayan is a tummim. The guy is a liar. You know, I mean, we went to Beis Din. He says that he never meant to say the apartment like this. We know it's not like that. The Beis Din passed over Chayav. This is mamish not fear. So then I want to tell you a ma'aseh with Shalom Pavalsky. Shalom Pavalsky told us when he was a bocher in Ponovich, they found 50 sterling, 50 pounds, and Ben Bismillah Shapanovich. Then 50 pounds was a lot of money. I don't know how much it is today, but then I know 50 pounds was a lot of money. They went to ask the Chazanish. Chazanish said, Are Eilu Shaloi? Told the Chazanish, Aba Yehu Shaloi Midas Loi Avi Yehush. One says, if someone loses something and he doesn't know about it, Yehu Shaloi Midas Loi Avi Yehush. Because they said the Gemara says Adam osi lemashmish bekisa bechol shah, so he knows that he lost it. See? They went back to Ponovich, the four bachim. They stand in the four corners of Ponovich, and they checked for 2 hours. No one put his hands into the pocket. Today, you know, you speak to a bachim, Peter, he starts to press his pocket. It looks like something like a mouse is going to jump out of his pocket. You know, Peter, I speak to people to Mamashvish Bikisa. I don't know what they're looking for. Start to patch the pockets. I'm not Mamaisa. But then no one touched their pockets. The whole Seder, no one touched his pocket. They're sitting and learning. No one touched his pocket. So when Meila, they came to the Chazinish. And they told him, it's not Negei. No one is touching his pockets. The Chaznish told him, someone says, it's Yom Shalom Midas, so you can't take the money. Because the whole heter is, Oda Mosi Lamash Mekisi Bechol Shoh. Here you don't have that heter. The Chaznish said, Afilu Hoch. Zay shteit in the Gemara, Afilu Hoch. So Zuchsir Shibokh there, he asked the Chaznish, Efsha Yomid Bar Shem. First Baal Shem in the parasha says, Eile HaMishpatim, says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Eile Seder Gulgelaya. Eile Seder Gulgelaya. So it's like the Baal Shem Tov, what is the pshat, Eile Seder Gulgelaya? Eile HaMishpatim, Eile Seder Gulgelaya? So like the Baal Shem, a person steals money, so he has to come back to the next Gilgul to give it back. How he gives it back? He comes to the next Gilgul, he goes to the store and he buys water from him, he owes him, now it's this Gilgul. How do you give back in the next Gilgul? You decide to give him a present, so you're giving him now. How do you give back? So the Baal Shem, you will lose money, you will not be a mashish b'kisoy. The Gemara says, because Adam also the mashmash, and like this, the money comes back. So, Eile Mishpatim, Eile Seder Gulgelaya. Eile Seder Gulgelaya. So the Chazni said, yeah. Not exactly what it means, yeah? This I heard from Shalom Pavalsky, he was the Bala Maise with the Chazanish. It's interesting, it's time a idea, is a ktsois that Paskins wants on Peter Zoya. Mar Pasha. Oh man, we just figured out. I didn't know the ktsois. Someone owes someone money. Owes a lot of money. Chutz from that, he gives him a pikadon. I, the marshal, I signed arvus for someone in the gemach. $10,000, I signed, I'm all. For sure the guy didn't pay. So the gemach wanted to come over to me. So I said, I'll go first to him. Back and forth. In the meantime, I have, it's not even my money, I have in the gemach here $10,000 of someone else under my name. I look after his money, so it's in my name. So the gemach went, it's a very good. Mr. Kaplan owes Alvis $10,000. Here's $10,000. They hopped it. Till that guy pays, you can't take out your money. Zog the ktsois, b'shem de zoya, la halacha not to do it. Why? Because every night, zog de zoya, your neshama goes up to the shemai. You owe Hashem a lot of avedas. If you will chap a pikodin because someone owes you money, Hashem will chap your neshama and not put it down. So never do it, zog de zoya. Someone owes you money and he gave you a pikodin, never hold on to the pikodin. Because if you hold on to the pikodin, every night when you make the other afkid luchi, Hashem will say, listen, he owes you money, I'm holding on to it. It's not coming down till he does chew it. So really, we'll never wake up in the morning. So, as they state in Zoya, in the Ktsois, in Simen Vov, Paskin la aloch, v'chein ani paisik la aloch ke Zoya. Right? So everyone here, when you hear the Zoya, you think, very nice, but nice, he owes the money, yeah? Because again, this is the people that Paskin Choshem Mishput like going. We have a Torah Kedosh. Everything is Kodesh. Everything is Eilik. Eilah Mishpatim, if a person will get used to, to Paskin Choshem Mishput, al pi the Torah, it will not bother him. It will not bother him. Say Alamol, say it for a different purpose in a shmuz, but the marshal, I was a person. He came home, told his wife, Shchodesh Elul, the Rav said to check the mezuzahs. So the Rav checked the mezuzahs are possible. To change the mezuzahs. So his wife tells him, so maybe we'll change the shul, because in the other shuls in the town, no one checked the mezuzahs. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Choshem Rav. Then the Rav said, can I have to check the tefillin? He checks the tefillin as possible. His wife tells him, you know, maybe we'll change the shul. $3,000 to buy a new good pair of tefillin. Baruch Hashem. Then Sukkot comes. The Rav says you have to buy a set of Alephs. His wife tells him, the other shul, the Rav himself uses a gimel. Maybe we'll go to daven in that shul. Umar, yeah? He says, Baruch Hashem, we have a Choshem Rav. Then he shechels 5 cows for his daughter's chasana. The Rav says everything is straight. His wife tells him, I think it's time to change the shul. Baruch Hashem, we have a Rav, only Shtal Tachzul will eat treifas. And they Shtal a wedding, everything is good. In the middle they go to the chuppah, the guy stays in the kitchen. The Rav says, Moshe Shem Yisalem in Ahayim. You can't eat all the meat in the chasana. I'm not going out to the Shailas, Nichas, V'yaitzah. Yeah. The kids are Amai, his wife tells him, we have to change this Baruch Hashem, you know, I have a Choshem Rav. Then, a couple weeks later, the neighbor's kid throws a stone, a rock, and the window. Smashes the window. He tells the neighbor, pay. The neighbor says, Kotn Shizik Boto. He goes to the Rav says, the neighbor is right. He comes home, changing shuls. Changing shuls, the Rav passed him, changing a shul. Why? When it's given treifas, we give a Kodesh Baruch Hu's halachas. Comes to Choshem Mishpat, I know better from the Rav, it doesn't make sense, that I don't have to pay to the Rav. Yeah. The guy wants to change. I'm telling you, if a person, the Torah is, so it's not stam, the Torah starts the Torah with Eilah Mishpatim. Zog de chidush ha'arim ha'givaldi kezach. Why the Torah starts? It's a very strange thing. It's the only punishment, you know, in the Jewish law, our Tanakh, our Jewish law, is no jail. It's no jail. We hit, we kill, and you pay. We didn't have jails. Even though the Torah tells about the jail, but my Moshe Rabbeinu to put the Mekoshesh in jail, so we didn't know what to do to him. Yeah? But we don't have a jail. We don't have a jail. It's interesting. The whole world punishment is jail. The whole chukas agoyim from Hoydu Bat Kush. The way to punish by the chokmas agoyim is jail. In our Torah, that option of jail doesn't exist. It's a thing for a big study, for a big mishpatim. it's also for sure, it's the same thing. We don't have a jail. But we have one little semi-jail. You steal, they sell you to be a slave for 7-6 years. And they mostly have a jail and you work, avoid a spell, yeah? They sell you first to be a slave. You write that Bashkofa, you show you think that it's only a chetim to give money. First, we need money out of him. But when you learn the sugis and makis, it stays clear that it's the oynish when nimkar, it's called the oynish. It's not a chetim to get money. It's a kind of punishment. It's not only a chetim to get money. So, chedush yarim, it's a bit strange. That exists a jail of avdus, leave your house, you take a guy, leave your house for six years, you work with us a guy, yeah? Someone steals. You're honest, you pay money. Gosh, you're free. Everything else, you're free. But you do all the scandals in the world, you're free. You get punishment. But for stealing, what would it be if someone is honest or a lady and he doesn't have money to pay? Sell him till he has the money, yeah? He has to pay. They'll put a hole on his bank. They'll find money. They'll find money. Every time when he has money, they will take it from him. The only thing that the Torah decided to put you in jail or to put Alice's grave. Zog the Chidush Harim, why? He says, why a person steals? He thinks that the world is not controlled by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm missing money I could take from that person. I will have more if I took the other person's money. Hashem didn't divide it exactly the right way. Yeah, I will help him a little bit. The Hainu, everything else, a lot of people do aveiros, they have a tithe. Someone is mad at someone. It's a tithe, it's a very bad tithe. Not the pshat, Hashem didn't give me enough. No, it's a pishah. It's chazer. Pishah, he wants to do bad. Someone steals, why he steals? He needs money, and he doesn't have it. This is the reason he steals. He feels Hashem didn't give him enough what he needs. He doesn't believe Kilibne Yisrael Avodi. He's missing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oden HaKoyim. While he's missing the Musag of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Oden HaKoyim, you don't think Hashem is running the world. Will show you someone else will run your life. When you get used to that, you're not your own person, someone else is in charge of you, and the other decides your life, this is a big kilo of bismedrish to you, HaKadosh Baruch. And don't think that's time of verta from the Chidush Harim. The Gemara says, Mechir Atzmoy, Kilib Ne Yisrael Avodim, Veloy Avodim Le Avodim. Roitzim Es Oznov, Kilib Ne Yisrael Avodim, Veloy Avodim Le Avodim. It's not the Pshat, stam. We take it, come to him with a taina. Kilib Ne Yisrael Avodim V'Le'Avodim L'Avodim. Kilo, what you are now, you have to be under Hashem. The Gan of Zog the Chidush Harim is missing that argoshe. He is missing that argoshe that he's tachas shlitas boira oilam. While he's missing that argoshe that he's tachas shlitas boira oilam, so we put him to be a eved, to be under someone else. This time another maysa in the Shabbos Aveda, the famous maysa of Yitzchak Elchanan, was a yid that was sitting and learning. Once a year, he would go to the Yarid, they call it to the market, he would do business for a month, and from that he would live the whole year. Namish learned the whole year. After a couple of years, his Rebbetzin told him, Hashat, and this month that you don't learn, tell me exactly where you buy the material, where you buy this, and I will buy it. My Elika husband could learn an extra month. Tell his wife, no, it's only for men. You will not. She said, I'm an anxious chayim. I want my husband to learn not 11 months a year, 12 months a year. Oh, Hashem, he gave her the money. He told her, you have that store, this store. Kitsa, she comes to the market, she goes into the store. She's, the money is not there. Kitsa, after a couple hours, the youth comes and says, yeah, I found the money. So she says, give it back. Says the aloch is motza boys b'mokim shroiv akum lipotu, because for sure even if it's a siman, the person is meyash, because he says mistam el goy found it. So b'mele, thought it's not nice, you know, this family will not have what to live now. So they have 10 daughters. I don't have money to marry them off. I can't be nice in the cheshbon of my daughters. If I pay aloha, it's mine. I feel very bad for you, but to be nice to you and not nice to my 10 daughters? It's the way of Bitzak Elchanan. Bitzak Elchanan said you have to give the money right away back. So why? It says, the aloha is yosh alayim midas, le'av yosh. Ah, I heard the most of the masters b'kisa b'chol shal. Who is the owner of the money? The lady or the husband? The husband. He doesn't know about the b'chol. So the man doesn't help the most of the masters b'kisa b'chol shal. He gave her permission to buy, but he didn't give her permission to miyash. The man, it was a k'chol and paskin, the money has to go back to him. But the man says, the cash is every time you find money, how you know that it didn't fall from a lady? So we have to say that ladies didn't go on the street anymore. So the shot today that ladies forget, most of the money is the ladies walking in the street with the money. So the shot if the husband owns it. So you have to know if the halachas will change. You have to know. Not going to get down to the shayla. We'll go back to. So the pasuk says, So Rashi says, what is V'rotza Adoino V'sozne V'marzea? Omar Rabbi Yechonon, Oizen Sheshomo Al Arsina Eloi Signoiv V'holach V'gonav T'rotza V'imoycher Atzmoi Oizen Sheshomo Al Arsina Ekelib Neisro Al Avodim V'holach V'kod Orodo Al Atzmoi T'rotza. So there's two kashas. First we'll start with the Mario Diskin's kasha. If you give him a hole in his ear because Oizen Sheshomo Al Arsinai Leisignov V'olach V'gonav Tirotza, Freg the Ma'aril Diskin, so you had to do it right away when you chapped him. Why? First he works for 6 years. When he wants to stay, you take him to the wall and you make a hole in his ear and you say Oizen Sheshomo Al Arsinai. Freg the Ma'aril Diskin, if the punishment is and what he did, why we don't do the Ritzia right away? Zog the Ma'aril Diskin, we taught in the beginning that to be an Eved is a good punishment. I said that the only jail. But after 6 years, he says he wants to stay. Oh, you want to stay? So Bichlal is given a punishment, drilling into the wall. It says the Rabbi Yehuda says it, that the first Rabbi Yehuda, Shar Aleph, Gimel, says if a person doesn't do tshuva, he's a daimel sarbis asoya. That sarbis asoya comes, and the Ganovi made a hole, and everyone ran away, and one guy is there, and he doesn't run away. Bos sarbis asoya v'yikol b'makel, omar loy, k'shei yoyin, hari machteres patucho lefonecho, umadu alei borachto. Someone says, say thank you, he didn't run away. Why is he hitting him? It's different, it's better. But the Foshim explained, Rabbi Yehuda says, the same thing, a person doesn't do tshuva, you get a special bank. The Sabbath of tshuva, as Asoya says, the Ozer Ganovim will chap soon, they will get a punishment for running away. But for you, jail is not a punishment. It was open, you didn't want to leave. You like this place, so you're not in jail. If jail is open and you're not going out, you're not in jail. So when you're in a prison that doesn't do tshuva, so why is this to normally a prison? The fact that he has a chait, it really takes away a part of the kapore. He feels bad, he feels guilty. If you don't do tshuva, you're not even feeling bad. So if them alone comes a punishment. So he said to Ma'aril Diskin, faknetched it. He said, so we take him to the door, and we tell him the door is open. Why the other takes him to the door? Shachas to the door. So Rashi says another pshat, because in Mitzrayim, the dam was on the mashkin for the mezuzahs. So we want to remind him, Kilib Ne Yisrael Avodim. This goes on the Meicher Atzmoy of a Ganev that is. Explains. But if you remember, this is much more pashut. You take him to the door. He says, "Here, you're in the door. You don't want to leave. You came to the door. The Avodah is finished. The Abdus is done. Why you don't want to leave? Vaistois. By you to be a Eved is not a punishment. And by you to be a Eved is not a punishment. This is one chant. Abel Lemeir Bloch from Telz, he tells a different aura here. It says Rashi, why you make the Ratzia? So we have the kasha really on both. Why, if we have to punish both of them that he sold himself, for the ganev, do the retzia right away? It says like this. Be'etzem, the retzia is not really a punishment on what he stole. Because if the retzia would be a punishment on what he stole, you would do it in the first day. If the retzia would be a punishment for selling himself, you would do it in the first day. The teretz is the fact that he wants to stay, and that he gets extra knetch. Right? The fact that he wants to stay, he's going to get extra knetch. Zokta, but the teretz is telling us that every chet is a shayash. Why the guy wants to stay? He likes his wife and his kids. What do you want? He became, you become friendly after half a year to people. Yeah? He's 6 years, married to a lady, has six little kids. What am I going back for? I'll miss these kids. She says, please let me stay. So we tell him, you're right. We understand you love them, stay. We can't take you away. But you have to know how you came to that low matzav. You're low matzav, it's a shifcha, it's a eved, it's no chais, yeah? This lady is not a real wife. Yeah? The kids are not misyaches achov. It's a game. It's nothing. Palapinis. Yeah? So it's not real. It's not real. We understand. But you put yourself in it when you did the Aveira in the beginning. So when the Aveira grows, we punish you for the Sheirish of the Aveira. The Sheirish of the Aveira, from where is the Sheirish of the Aveira? For that what happened. For that shayrish of the Aveira, for that we punish you. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. Yichirov ben anoshim, v'hiko ish Yisrael, ba'evan ba'egroi, v'lo yoku v'nof al ha'mishko. Im yoku v'salach b'chutz al mishantoi, ונקרא המקה, רק שיבטו ייתן ורפו ירפן. רפו ירפן. אני מאוד עושה את זה, here you learn out, ניתנו רשוס לרויפה לרפו יס. רק שיבטו ייתן ורפו ירפן. So the Torah is מחדש that when you hit a person, you חייב הרבה דבורים. נזק, חוץ מנזק, צער ריפו ישבס ובוישס. So I heard when Rebbe Povarsky was a Maisa in Bnei Brak, two people were fighting. Shem Shemayim. And one hit the other guy, he fell down, and he fainted. They were sure that he got brain damage. They rushed him to the hospital, and they made a CT. It cost $10,000. The CT came out clean. 10 minutes later, he woke up. Well, Hashem, is okay? The hospital sent him a bill of $10,000. He went to the guy that punched him and told him, pay. He said, pay why? He said, ripu what? I never damaged you. You thought that you had a damage. You checked and you told me that I didn't do the damage. So why I have to pay? Why I have to pay? It's not ripu. He went to Beit Din for Nisim Karelitz. They passed him that he has to pay. Zot Rebbe Povarsky, Beit Din shel Ganovim him. So if a person goes to Israel with a gun, ear gun, and shoots the back, the guy shoots that he's bleeding, he runs to the hospital, so he comes, they tell him, Gomish. Tells the guy, listen, I took taxis, I flew to America to a special doctor. He said, I made a noise, you thought that you have a hole in your head, I don't have to pay, right? So I gave you, he said another marshal, a bell. So a person takes two cups of water, puts in one poison, one no poison. He mixes it quick, takes one, gives you to drink. You think it's a poison, you're on to the hospital. What's that point? You have to pay? No, it's Shaykh Peripa. Shaykh Peripa, you're not? I asked him Shlomo Zalman told me that it's on the gun and on the drink he thinks that maybe you potter, but on the bank he says this is a part of ripui. Yeah, it's very sure. What is exactly part of ripui? Well, what? That's not what. I said again, our Torah is dinim kedoshim. It doesn't go. That's not fear that the guy will not have to pay. Not for it's not in a sale of Gilgalayim. Maybe he owes him $10,000 from the last Gilgal. No. It says in the Mefoshim, it says, Advar Elokim Yovi Dvar Shteya. Advar Elokim Yovi Dvar Shteya. So one of the Mefoshim says, what's it? Shimonboy. Baruch says, you know, you don't know the cheshbonos. I know all the cheshbonos. I have different cheshbonos. So, Mele, you can't make someone to bring a raya from Tosfos that you put was a raya from Tosfos for becoming a Amid Gimel. It's an interesting shaila taka. The Maaser of Shlomo Zalman told me that you have to pay. The Gates of the Rav told me that you have to pay midin ripui. He's spoken about the drinks and on the gun. He said you have to pay midin psychologist, Mele. You made him scared. So Medina Ripui to take away his scare that he's going to be poisoned is also a chiyuv Ripui of them. Then the post says, Im Rag Shiv to Ripui and the Rapa Yerapa. Because she need no reshus la roifa la rapas. So Shem Zaman Erbach told us a couple times that the Chasam Sofer was sitting with his Talmidim and Apikoyres came in and he asked, what does the Pshat we say? Roif echoy le'amo Yisrael. Why roif echoy le'amo Yisrael? We also have hospitals, and we have much better hospitals in Germany that do much better from all the Yiddish doctors. But why, he told Chazam Sefer, when you're sick, where you go? To our hospitals. So Chazam Sefer told him, we say every morning in davening, roif echol basar, mafli la'asayis. So he asked me a steer. Roif echol basor mafil asoyis, or roif echol le'amo Yisrael. Chasam Sefer told him, but the goyim Hashem is merape, want the time to be healthy. So you're right. You see hundreds of them. Hashem decides the punishment, and he gives the hospital to finish it. So exactly when he has to stop to be sick, the doctor manages to make him. By the Yidden, even in the middle of the machle, Hashem gives him to do tshuva, and if he does tshuva, Hashem is merape him. So roif echol le'amo Yisrael, roif echol basor. When it's time to be roif echol basor, Hashem is roif echol basor. By the Yidden, it's not roif echol basor. By the Yidden is roif echol le'amo Yisrael. When that apikeres went out, the Talmidim told the Chasam Sefer, okay, you told him a pshatlo. What is the emes of pshat? Chasam Sefer said, the Gemara says, that Refa'enu was given by Brocha Shminis, more on Shabbos. Why Refa'enu is in Brocha Shminis? Keneged Milo shenitna b'shmini. Milo was given in the Yom HaShmini. So the Brocha of Refa'enu was nitkan keneged one machle that Klal Yisrael will have forever. What machle Klal Yisrael will have forever? Bris Milo. So you can't say Refa Chol Basar. But in the morning, you say, stop. So this is, I heard a mot. This is from Shlomo Zalman over. Ayobach said it all a mot. Some say, different shat, roif echoy le'ani Hashem roifacho. But this is from Shlomo Zalman all a mot said. He said, all a mot, if you don't know what to say in the bris, you say this mot. That's what Shlomo Zalman would say all a mot. I think I heard from him a couple times in the bris. But I heard from another Chasim Sefer. We say Shabbos in Melizay. What is the four shleim? Say, Refa'enu four shleim. Baruch Hashem, four shleim. Refa'enu four shleim. What is four shleim? So I have a befriend Kiev. We have three shleim: Tshuva shleim, Geula shleim, and Refa'enu shleim. Why don't say Baruch Hashem Hashanah Azoyis Hashanah Teiva shleim? Why we say Refuah Shleima, Tshuva Shleima, Geula Shleima? So Tshuva Shleima, said in Rambam, Shiyoidol of Yodea Ta'alul Mashil Yoshu L'Chet Zeh. Person does tshuva sometimes, his mamish is good, but inside he has like a weakness. The next time that he's near a computer, he falls again. So he didn't do tshuva shleim. Ram says, "At sheyoy yedat alumos shebaisa mokim baisa isha baisa azman eino shav lechetze." That's the tshuva shleim. Now that now he's away from the nisayon, he feels so guilty. What is geula shleima? We want the geula not like Mordechai v'Esther. Mordechai v'Esther geula helped. The Bais HaMikdash was built, but in 400 years we again went down to the Golus. We want the Geula Shleima, Mashiach Tzidkenu. Refuah Shleima is the same thing as Refuah Kiyuvah. Sometimes a person is sick, Baruch Hashem, it gets good, but the body has like a weakness. The next time it is winter, he gets a flu again. Again, he slips on the same place that he broke the foot. It's fixed already, but so we ask for Refuah Shleima. That Yodel Yodel Ta'alumois Shel Yoshu L'Chet Zeh Bichlal, that will not shaft to this kind of Machla Bichlal. So someone told me that the Refuim Kiva told me when I went to visit him when he was sick, told me this well. So he said, what is Shabbos in Melizik V'Refu Akroiv Alavoy? He said, Shabbos in Melizik V'Refu Akroiv Alavoy says, Be'etzem, a person is sick. Why? We said, Choyf Choy Le'amu Yisrael. Hashem wants the person to do tshuva, he makes him sick. And when he davens, there's a problem. If he says, Slachlonu, so Hashem takes care of him. But if he doesn't say Slachlonu, he says, Refrainu, what Hashem will do? He deserves the punishment, but he said, Refrainu. So what Hashem does, he gives it in very small portions. Scratch here, head here, head here. But it takes a long time. Aber Shabbos, Yimelizak. So man, the machla is going to be very stark. Over a full grave lover, in 2 minutes will disappear. But Rashi is not this. Rashi said, "Bischus Shabbos in Melizah, a full grave lover." Then the pasuk is Mamshich. V'chiyinotzu anoshim v'nokfu ishahara v'yotzu iladera v'lo yirasoin onesh yonesh v'nosan beplili. If they hit the kid and the mother doesn't die, v'nosnu beplili. What is v'nosnu beplili? You have to pay in basting. So the Beskerom and Chumashir said, first of all, v'nosnu beplili. Rashi says, you have to give it in basting. Why punk perek chof aleph, posuk chof beis chof gimel, v'chi yenotzu anoshim v'nokfu isha horo v'lo yirosoim, v'nosnu beplili. Why here the Torah has to say that you have to pay in basting? So the Beskerom and Givar v'kezach. V'lo yirosoim, v'nosan beplili. V'i yirosoim, is given the Rambam in there. But lots of the Shemaim you have to anyways. Here is Mechumas that you have to lose the Shemaim. So velo yeh osoin venosan beplilim. Then you will have to pay in Beis Din. Yeh osoin, you will have to pay but not in Beis Din. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. Says, "In kesef look perek chov beis pasuk chov dalet." I want you to know this. It's a very vichtike maral. I didn't even remember it. I managed to put my aside. So it's a cloud. If something comes up, you have to say it. "In kesef tal ves ami es haoni imoch loitia loikenoishe." Look good in the pasuk. Perek chov beis pasuk chov dalet. A very, very sadist dick in Maharal. Im kesef tal ves ami esaoni imoch loy tia loy kenoishe. Loy tesimu alof deshech. This is the pasuk that you're not allowed to take ribis. So how the pasuk says it? Im kesef tal ve. Zog Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Kol im ve'im shebatei reshus. Chutz mishloishe. Kol im ve'im shebatei reshus chutz mishloishe. So im kesef tal ves ami doesn't mean if you will want. You have to. You have to. So why it says beloshen im? Why it says beloshen im? בשמואל אומר כל אם ואם שבתי רשוס חוץ משלוש. זוג במערל, אדון עד אלו של יצר, שחבל. All the three. זוג במערל, you write that as a chiv to be malve, but Hashem wants you in this mitzvah of chesed to your friend not to give him the halvo ki'ilu etz achoyvo. The mitzvah is to do it because you want to do it. The mitzvah s'chesed leben odom l'chaveiro is that you want to help him. That it's a choice. The mitzvah is im kesef tal v'esani. Do it ki'ilu you want to do it. Do it ki'ilu you want to give him the money. Can I just see the Maharal go out here? And Mamish explains it very stark. So the mitzvah, the chefzah of the mitzvah is to give money to the other person. And again, this b'etzim negada, the akdama that we explained, that cheshmishpat is the first part of the avodas Hashem, to believe everything is from Hashem. Because when a person believes that everything is from Hashem, he could sit and learn, he could do the mitzvahs, because he has bitachon b'Hashem. The mitzvah salvoa, not to take ribis, is the hardest thing in the world. I have money, I could put it in the bank, I could get an interest. The other guy doesn't have money, and there's a mitzvah to give it to him. And Hashem tells you, but don't give it in force. Do it because you want to help the friend. But a person comes to the argosha, the money is not mine, the money is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's a mitzvah chesed, so I want to do chesed to my friend. So this is the mitzvah, im kesef tal v'esami, al ti eloi kenoisha. The posuk is mamshir, perek chov beis posuk lami. Ve'an shekoydesh tiuli, ובסור בסוד את ריפו לא ישריחלו לכלב תשליחו איסה. So the mitzvah, we give the treifas to the dog. Why? So Rashi says, ללמד חושב, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שכר כל בריה. שנאמר ולכל בני ישראל לא יחץ כלב לשוינוי. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא תן לו סחור. The dogs didn't bark when we went out of Mitzrayim. The dogs didn't bark. We pay back the dogs. The dogs didn't bark. We pay back the dogs. I think this everyone knows in Cheder. I think they say it in the Cheder also. Same Chador, the Lunei Lemetzia, say this also. The daskenin from Bala Tesis brings down a different pshat. He says, Akora satoyv to the dog. You know, he works so hard to protect the sheep from the wolves. Pay him something. Lindo Torah Akora satoyv. Ki cheinu derech ha'olam she'aklovim shemri me'atreifas. So the dog has a kasha. So here's the pay to, time to pay him. Here he failed. This time the dog didn't look after the treif. So Bala Batish the Welt says, the pshat is, but now you realize how much you need him, yeah? But listen to Emes Sevot. And everyone here, don't look at no one else, look at yourself. The Torah is teaching us Akora Satoiv. A person, the dog, looked after your sheep for 20 years. Today he took a break. You owe him Akora Satoiv on the other 20 years. You have a guy, he has seven boys, he sends them to yeshiva, first, second. He comes for the last son. The yeshiva, for different reasons, decides not to take in his son. From that day, he doesn't know the menayel, he hates him, right? You have a guy, every Shabbos takes you away with him. Okay, a bad friend. But so you think that he's a friend, yeah? The bad boys. He takes you away from Tzfas, he's Mitzper Rimon, yeah? Takes you very nice every time. One time he goes without you. You ask him, he says, no. From that day you don't speak to him anymore. Or his friend. Why? Because the tape stopped because now he's not a not giving you? As you're not my friend. So you're not my friend. In life, there's a starke mida from people. The mamish makir toiv. But if that person one time doesn't do a toiv, the Torah tells you, the Kenneth failed now, okay, now it's time to pay him for what he did till now. Okay, now you're not good terms with him. Okay, you owe him. take the nevela, take the treifa, don't hit the dog now. Say, oh, my elika dog, you look how much you helped me till now. The Torah wants to be mashrish the amida from HaKoras HaTov. So the Torah says, go now. Go now. And pay him. Pay him now for what he helped you. Like the Askenim. Lelam decho lehakir toivo lakelev shematzil mehatreifas. And this is the yesod of amida. You say, no, man. You can have a bochur, yeah? The Rebbe Masada and Chavrusas for 10 times. The 11th time he didn't manage the Masada. Ulfa Tailat. 10 times he helped you. Well, forget about it. Standing, you have a friend. You ask him to learn with you in the Sifta, he learned with you. And he learned with you. Because that's all he said no to you. Oh, his friend. What happened? If you never have the last time, I owe him a cost. I tell you, you know how she helped me. He put me on my feet. He helped me. He gave me money. It's the same thing. And Olam Asiyah, you're not holding Olam Asiyah. You come to someone, you need to borrow some money. He helps you, helps you, helps you. Then you're really stuck. You come to him, and he says, now, no. You have to know. The Zelbeh Akoras HaTov. He's allowed to say no. There's a famous Maiseh. They bring down from the Kotzker. I think it's from the Kotzker. He said I was a Yid. He would ask the Rav every time a Shilas. He had cows, treif, not treif. Chickens, treif, not treif. Pitom, he stopped to ask Shilas. 2 years passed. He never asked the Rav a Shilas. So 2 years he shows up again with a chicken, the Rav, treif or not treif? Treif says, okay, it's treif, target. Not treif. Oh, but the Rav asked him, what happened 2 years? Well, no chickens, no shilas. So he smiles, the Rav says, what happened? He says, I'll tell the Rav the truth. I was learning Parsha Shmoyis. Stays because most of us saw the treif and the kelev tashrichu. I decided why I have to go to the Rav. I'll put it in front of my dog. If he eats, it's a treif. If he doesn't eat it, I know it's kashach. I say, stay in Tehre. Because most of us saw the treif and the kelev tashrichu. So then I start to come to the Rav. So the Rav asked him, what happened now? He says, oh, my dog became a machmir. So really, I backed by the Rav. So the Kotzke Rebbe would say, oh, well, it's Maise Alamo. So first, it's a shame Maise. The Kotzke Rebbe gave the Musa. A person in life has a Rav, has a Rebbe, he asks a Shaila. Then he decides, I can manage on my own. And he takes the dog to be his Rav. Well, he thinks like this, he does like this. Well, he thinks like this, he does like this. Yeah, he's the own Rav of himself. He says, he wakes up when it's too late. When the dog is too machmir, too makel. Then he comes back. The person has to know, if he has a shayla, he has a shayla. He don't switch it. I heard a vote. I didn't hear the mocker for the vote. I heard the vote. It says we have Nasa the Nishma. This is our parsha. It says in Perek Chof Dalet Posuk Zayin, Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikro Beozne Aom, Vayimru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa the Nishma. So here's the Kabbalah Satir for Nasa the Nishma. ויקח ספר הבריס, ויקר בעוז נאום, ויאם בו כל אשר דיבר השם, נעשה ונשמע. So I heard, and I say I heard from different Mekoyres, that this Pasuk of Nasa ונשמע is in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. So, as a remez, I don't know if it's Behar HaKoydesh or not Behar HaKoydesh, there's a reason I'm not saying. Two people told me that, two different names, I don't know. But that, if I felt, that's good. And it's Perek Chof Dalet Posuk Zayin to teach us that 24/7 you have to be in a matzav of Nasa v'nishma. There's the reason that Perek Chof Dalet Posuk Zayin state Nasa v'nishma. Yeah, let's stop here.